Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, September the 25th, 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to lay the foundation for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, or the Kingdom Mindset Training Center. This is about establishing the kingdom mindset. One of the things that is very important, as I've been doing this now 20 years, hardcore for the last 10 years, 100% full-time, nonstop for the last 5 years. And the one thing I've noticed is that people are having difficulty, or many people have difficulty with manifesting or the implementation of what we call kingdom principles, what I call kingdom principles, what some people call the Bible or biblical or the Word of God or the Ten Commandments, and then what some people call the seven hermeneutic laws or the hermeneutic laws, or some people call universal spiritual laws. So it has many different names, many different overstandings. But at the end of the day, we're still discussing principles that govern this universe. It is the violation of these principles that manifest what we call problems. So problems are the manifestation of an absence of a process. This process is what I call the 666-777-888, which is the kingdom mindset, the kingdom language, and kingdom living. Without a clear understanding, overstanding, and understanding of this mindset, this language, and this way of living, you have problems in your life, regardless of what level you are at. As I now know that at all levels, problems exist. And the problem is that we are unaware of the principles that govern those problems that exist. So the higher up the ladder, the scale you go, the closer you get to the peak of the mountain or hydrogen, the higher or the thinner the air is, if you will, or the less room there is for fear, doubt, and unbelief. Because at the top levels, the only thing that exists is oneness or confidence. There is no shadow. There is no variance that it talks about in the book of James. The Father doesn't create or he doesn't change. In him, there is no variables. There is no variance. There is no shade, the way that we see shade. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is the new organization that I want to share with everybody that's a member of the Life Management System to give you an opportunity to make the transition into the new system, if that is something that you choose to do as we move into and prepare for 2019. And I also want to share with new people or with the new members the importance of understanding the kingdom mindset and what the mindset is all about. What is missing today is an understanding of the kingdom mindset and the kingdom language and the kingdom principles that is based upon understanding the value or the worth of two different modalities. So we have a system in place that is based upon power and control. It's based upon manipulating instead of aligning. So in the kingdom, everything is about your spiritual alignment. In the world, everything is about your mental manipulation. So right now, you have an option. You have a choice to make. You can continue to manipulate energy or chi. And we all are good manipulators, even though we may not know it. But many of us have not been taught how to align with the Word of God or align with our design or with our niche or with our purpose. So the new Kingdom Millionaires Training Center gives people an opportunity to do that. For everybody that's a part of the Life Management System, what I'm going to do is take the funds or anything, whatever you paid in the Life Management System, we're going to apply that to the entry level into the Kingdom Millionaire Center. There is a scale for joining. There's a benefit and a huge discount for joining early in the Kingdom Millionaire Training Center. But before we get into the math and before we get into the numbers, let's talk about the benefits. So what is the benefits of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center? Well, just like the Life Management System and just like the Eagles Club before that, it's the under-open understanding, the difference between power and control and purpose and prosperity. So right now, most people are trying to get unknowingly because money gives you power. Money is a symbol of power, and power gives you control. That's what everybody's after. Whether they know it or not, everybody's after power and everybody's after control. If you go into the world, if you join any company, any organization, the CEO is going to come in there. He's going to let you know who's in control. And if you have any doubt, they'll clear it up for you because they'll tell you what your function is, and it's not the CEO. Excuse me. So you have to understand the world we live in is based upon power, capitalism. He who has the goal makes the rules. So if you don't have no goal, you don't make no rules. If you don't bring nothing to the table in this dimension, nobody want to talk to you. Nobody. In fact, you're just a fly on the wall. You don't exist because people only listen to or talk to people who have power. That's why we have stars in Hollywood. That's why we got athletes. That's why we got LeBron James, King James. Why? Because he has power that allows him to exercise control on the court. So the world we live in is based upon power and control. But the world we're going to, the kingdom, there's a new heaven and a new earth that's coming down. And the Father, the big G, is establishing his kingdom on earth. And he's overriding power and control, and he's establishing purpose and prosperity. Now, prosperity is just a fancy word, another word for saying peace. So really we're talking about purpose and peace. So purpose and peace or prosperity should override power and control. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is going to teach you how to establish your purpose so that way you can have peace. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the number one benefit of joining this new revamped advanced system is to understand how to establish your purpose so that way you can establish your peace of mind that comes from prosperity. Power and control are on the way out. Now, there's a war going on because the enemy doesn't want to release the power and he doesn't want to release the control because he doesn't want you to have purpose and he surely doesn't want you to have peace of mind or peace. And so the whole purpose of the program is to establish purpose because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Once you establish purpose, then that purpose will lead to peace. And so in the kingdom, everybody has a purpose. Everything has a specific purpose. And so the enemy, your enemy is your own mind. In other words, there isn't an enemy out there. The enemy is in here. So there's a war going on inside of your mind. There's a war going on for control of your mind. There's a war going on to keep you, again, controlled, to keep you or to minimize you or to marginalize you. And so this war that is going on is what we want to talk about today. And we want to talk about how do you establish today, heaven on earth. Well, when we look at physics or when we look at the way by which this universe works, the three things that's important is, number one, you have to have a kingdom mindset. Number two, you have to have the kingdom language. Number three, you have to have a kingdom living. You have to be able to establish the way that the kingdom lives. Now, in the kingdom, the wealth is common. And the kingdom is a commonwealth. Now, what's really interesting is when we talk about a commonwealth, we're talking about the fact that the wealth is common. So the wealth is everybody has wealth. So in the kingdom mindset is the number one thing to establish. But the way that we get to the kingdom mindset is to understand the way that we use physics. So in physics, everybody starts off with, as we all are 666, we all are carbon-based beings. So we're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. So that's what makes us according to all science. So science tells us that. So science has already established who we are. So since we know that we're made up of this hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, we might want to know a little bit about that because that helps to establish the kingdom mindset. And so now remember, this is the advanced life management system, which the life management system was an upgrade from the Eagles, which was eagerly advancing godly living and economics scripturally and scientifically. So now that we are into this new area, remember, we are releasing power and control in exchange for purpose and peace. So if you have power and control, everybody on earth is unknowingly working for power and control. So when we release power and control, we are now establishing purpose and peace. And when we establish this purpose and peace, that allows us to operate in the awakened state. So this is the Christ awakened state, which is the 888. So the 888 is the same, or it is the equivalent of oxygen. Now, I was just watching and I put it on my Facebook page. I was watching a video this morning by Dr. Maxwell Gershom's daughter, and his daughter's name is Charlotte Gershom. Now, you may not, Dr. Max Gershom, old school, way, way, way back, he established what is called the Gershom formula. Now, underneath the Gerson formula, just like underneath Dr. Sabi's formula, and underneath Dr. Jethro Klaus, and before him, Royal Raymond Rife, they all said the same thing. Oxygen is the number one ingredient to remove all dis-ease from the body. No disease can exist inside of an alkaline or an oxygen-laden environment. So as I was watching that video, the numbers for oxygen are 888. So when we talk about establishing a stability on this dimension and on any dimension, the awakened mindset, what happens is on a cellular level, your cells vibrate on a higher level when they are in an oxygenated or an oxygen environment. And when we go lower down the scale, the next number is 777. That is the number of nitrogen. And I was sitting and talking to my stepdaughter, my daughter, last night, and we was going over nitrogen, and she was establishing a nitrogen molecule that was her science project for her middle school science project. And as she was building out this atom of a molecular structure of a nitrogen atom, the nitrogen atom is 777, which is the number of completion. And we also know that the carbon atom is 666, six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. So we are seeing this played out inside of the periodic table that is taking place inside of our body. So we are designed to go from 666 to 777 to 888. That's the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. They take you from being walking in a chemical state to an electrical state to a biological state, to understand that you are a chemical being, flesh, that activates an electrical system that allows you to operate on a biology grid. Bio means course of living, or the way that you live your life. Ology means based upon words. That is another way of saying spirit, soul, and body. So we are a body, chemistry. This body has access to a soul, electricity. And the soul manifests itself or takes orders from our spirit or our biology. So we have to reverse engineer this process, because right now we are 666, 777, 888. We should be 888 that activates 777 that manifests itself through 666. Because on this dimension, you need carbon, because carbon is your body. Your body is made out of the dirt, so you need a dirt suit. But we have to be, we have to return back to our awakened state. So everybody that I know, their 666 controls their 777 and their 888. So we got to reverse engineer this. The 888 should control the 666, but it doesn't, because we are devoid. All, you know, going back to Max Gershom and his daughter, Charlotte, who's like, she's close to 100 years old, and you got to see her picture, man. She like has no wrinkles. She still get around very well. She pretty much has a diet, like, I mean, we all know. But one of the things she talked about in that video was the fact that on a tube of toothpaste, it says warning not to be used by children under the age of 6. It also says warning, do not ingest this fluoride. And she talked about, because fluoride produces an acid state, the acid takes oxygen out of the cells. So everybody is sick because you have an oxygen depth. You're not living in the 888. That is the Christ awakened state. That is a kingdom mindset. That is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. That is the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, is to establish the Christ mindset, so you get oxygen into your body and you get oxygen into every area of your cells. If we're talking about this from a dietary or a physical standpoint of view, when we're talking about it from a spiritual point of view, we're talking about, remember, we are replacing power with purpose. So that allows you to operate inside of an alkaline state. Now, the goal is to get all the way back to the big G, which is hydrogen. So hydrogen is the only thing on the periodic table that is made up of just one proton. So we've got protons, we've got neutrons, we've got electrons. But hydrogen is divided into seven isotopes. Now, that equates to the seven chakra systems inside of the body, which equates to the seven heavens that it talks about in some of the ancient texts. Some people say nine, but primarily it's seven. Now, you can debate that, but we're not here to debate. We're here to educate. We're here for you to take this information and implement it into your life, because there are kingdom principles that you are violating. There are biblical principles that you are violating that causes what we call poverty. That causes what we call disease. That causes what we call ignorance. That causes what we call bad relationships. So we don't want poverty, at least I don't. We don't want sickness. We don't want, again, ignorance. And we don't want bad relationships. So in order to get rid of those, we have to operate in a particular mindset. What is that mindset that we have to operate in? Well, in the kingdom, there are certain things that operate in the kingdom. The number one thing to establishing a kingdom mindset is to understand that purpose trumps power. Meaning, when you know what you're good at, when you know your giftedness, then that gives you what we call dunamis power. Now, Jesus spoke as one having authority. You have that same authority. But the only reason when you speak, people don't listen is you don't know your purpose. And if you know your purpose, you don't have enough clarity in the purpose. That means you're not getting enough oxygen into the purpose. You're not getting enough oxygen. Now, remember, oxygen and oxygen is a part of this system. But in order to get to the kingdom, you have to go through this system. So, in other words, you're working through your carbon to activate your nitrogen by using your oxygen to return back to hydrogen. So the goal is to get back to the source or the father or the hydrogen. Now, the enemy is smart, so he wants to replace the hydro with the hydra. Now, during this series, now remember, everybody's inside the current life management system. At the conclusion of your current investment, we'll put it that way. And another big thing in the kingdom is what I'm saying don't really mean anything as far as your spiritual development. What do I mean? You can only receive in the amount that you've given. So your investment determines what you receive, not what I give you. So in the life management system, I gave you 50 books, but your investment determines what amount of information you can receive from those 50 books. A small investment means you get a small return. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. So if you give a lot, now I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about your time. I'm talking about your energy. I'm talking about your attention. I'm talking about your intensity. I'm talking about your effort. All of this determines the amount of investment that you get back based upon what you put in. If you don't put nothing in, you don't get nothing out. Again, that's just the law. That's one of the laws of the kingdom. What's interesting and what's the benefit of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is we're going to talk about the metaphysics of all of the areas of the kingdom that I've already discussed. If you go back over the last 10 shows I did, I went through all of the metaphysics of the kingdom. I talked about the law of circulation. I talked about the law of appreciation, the law of recognition, the law of telepathy, the law of being, the law of mentalism, the law of spiritualism, the law of influence, the law of being affluent. We talked about the law of struggle, which is effort that is laced with emotion. We talked about the law of giving and the law of receiving. We also talked about the law of opulence, which means the law of operating at the highest possible good. All of this is what we're going to be breaking down step by step, which is going to establish your circulation so that you get oxygen throughout your body, so that way you become a magnet or activate what is called the law of magnetism. So how do you increase your magnetism? Well, that's one of the things that we're going to be breaking down this year. And what is missing in everybody's life is the understanding of the law of magnetism or the law of circulation, which activates the biological, electrical, chemical system, or what the Bible talks about, that Jesus is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. So that is the activation of melanin in a manner that activates or shows spirituality. What does that mean? Now, Jesus said that he or we are going to have a glorified body, meaning that we don't know what we shall be, but we're going to be like him. So that is what we're talking about. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is to give you the language. Language is just another word for frequency. Frequency is another word for wave. Wave is another word for vibration. Vibration is another word for words. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. A word is another word for letters. So these letters is what is used to establish your spirituality. That's why man is name and name is man. So your ability to understand or hopefully, you know, understand letters is extremely important because these letters are fetters. They're like chains. These chains is what establishes the kingdom. Now, for a lot of people, that is extremely difficult. All of we simply saying, my brothers and sisters, is that for you, your mindset is what going to control your reality. So to solve a problem, you must immerse yourself in the best solution. Let me say that again. This is called fulfilled desire. This establishes your magnetic field. This establishes your magnetic, your magnet, or your magic field, or your magic net. It's called your aura. So we have around us a human aura or the human atmosphere. Your atmosphere is going up against the prince atmosphere. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, this is called the prince of the air. So you are in a battle with the prince of the air. Unfortunately, many of us don't know that we are in a battle. We don't know that we are in a war with the prince of the war or the prince of the air. So your air is going up against his air. So there's a air vibrational linguistical war going on. Now, to solve all problems, you must immerse yourself in the best solution, which is your purpose. So if you can maintain attention, then you can maintain your reality. So have you ever noticed that anytime that there is movement, there is life? And have you ever noticed that any time that there is stagnation or little movement, there is less life or death? So prosperity, peace, understanding that in the kingdom there is a particular purpose, this purpose is based upon you moving in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That is the new energy of the kingdom. So when you put that into circulation through energy and motion, you call it emotions. So what is your emotional state right now? So if you are immersed in an emotional state that is not based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, you are not in the kingdom. That means you're not operating at the highest possible good. You're operating, but you're not operating in 888. That means you're suffering from oxygen debt. That means you're disconnected from hydrogen or hydrogen. Remember, that's the number one element on the periodic table. That's God on the periodic element. So when we talk about God, chemically, we're talking about hydrogen. When we talk about going away from God, chemically, we're talking about carbon. So 666, that's the devil's number. That's what when we refer to that number, we always talk about Lucifer because that is the absence of hydrogen. So the further you move away from hydrogen, the less oxy you have in your genes, the less stability. And so the goal is to move closer by living in a place where there is nitrogen. That's why the nitrogen breathers existed on this earth before the oxygen breathers. Now, nitrogen is when the body absorbs, again, they call it, again, hemocyanin instead of hemoglobin. So hemoglobin is the body takes in more oxygen. Hemocyanin means the body takes in more nitrogen. It's the difference between, again, iron and copper. Now, that's another study for another time. But what you need to understand today is that the importance of making sure that you put yourself in an environment, mental environment. So who controls your mental environment? I'm not about your physical environment. Who controls your mental environment? So is something outside of you controlling what's going on inside of you. If that's the case, you're in trouble. Nothing outside of you should control what is going on inside of you. When you wake up every morning, you should choose how you want to operate or vibrate. And so the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is to assist you with maintaining an optimal mindset, maintaining a opulent mindset, so that when you're operating in opulence, that means you're operating in an abundance. That means you are the influencer. You can influence how affluent you are. So in order for you to be affluent or affluent, wealthy, you must be influenced. You must have influence. So the more influence you have, the more affluence you have. So it's this ability to understand that the way that you do that is give. Now, I talked about this tonight, you know, at the last message that I did, and I posted the video on my Facebook and on YouTube. And last Sunday when I was doing a message, I talked about, and I used the example of a merry-go-round, which means in order for the merry to go round, look at the word merry-go-round. So when we was kids, we all played on the merry-go-round. So how does the merry go around? Well, you got to grab the merry and you got to push it. Remember when we were kids, we used to play on the merry-go-round? And we would sit down on the merry-go-round and we would tell our buddies, hey, push, man, go and push the merry-go-round. But if nobody was there to push the merry-go-round, what did you have to do? In order to push the merry-go-round, what did you have to do? You have to put both hands on the bar and start running. And then once you got some movement, you jumped on the merry-go-round, and that movement would carry you around in a circulation that produced magnetism or produced what we call gravity. So Dr. Tom Bearden, in his book Unlimited Energy or Zero Point Energy, he has a clock. And on this clock, he has magnets. And at every hour, there's a magnet. At 12 o'clock, there's a magnet. 1 o'clock, there's a magnet. 2 o'clock, there's a magnet. So he proved what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. And if you can do this, you will never work again, what we call work. You will never be sick again. You will never have fear, doubt, and unbelief again because something called perpetual motion kicks in. So once you prime the pump, once you put the energy in, it never comes out. That's why people that have the number 8 in their life chart, that's the number of money magnetism. And most of those people have money problems because they don't understand this, what I'm telling you. This is Kingdom Principles. That's the number one reason that you should join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Why? To learn Kingdom Principles. Because if you don't know these Kingdom Principles, you violate these Kingdom Principles every day. So when you go to and you understand the law of circulation, when you put energy in, it never comes out. So when people say that they're tired or they need to go on a sabbatical or they're exhausted, that lets me know that they're not in their purpose. They're in the wrong pattern because patterns give power. They don't take it. So if you've got a pattern that establishes and it's taking your power, that's not your purpose. If you got the wrong pattern, give it back. Your pattern gives you more power, more energy than you put in. That's a Kingdom Principle. But since everybody I know, pretty much everybody I know, they don't understand that principle. So most people I know, they're putting energy in, but they're not getting energy out. So the more I talk, the longer I can talk. Because the more I talk, the more energetic I get. I never get tired. So I can talk all day, 24/7, 365. Why? That's my purpose. See, the Kingdom Principles, in the Kingdom, there is no such thing as decay. There is no such thing as lethargy. There is no such thing as all of the entropy that exists on this dimension is a lack of oxygen. The body decays. Now, again, Dr. Maxwell Gershom, the video I posted on my Facebook page, his daughter, you know, Charlotte Gershom is carrying on. She only eats food that has light in it. She eats no animal products. She understands, again, oxygen because protein produces ash or acid in the body. It is not about taste. It's not about what you like or don't like. It's what about what optimizes the body. And the only thing that optimizes the body is 888. It is the awakened state. So the only way for you to stay awake, remember Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar called for Daniel because Daniel's diet was different from everybody else. Daniel's mindset was different from everybody else. Daniel's lifestyle was different from everybody else. Those are the three laws of the kingdom that I'm going to be teaching for everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And again, I'm only going to take about 20 people because after this year, I got a new business model. Well, I'm going to be doing something totally different. So I'm working with a major corporation or a major company where I'm going to be – most of my time is going to be spent doing that. That's going to be my primary stream of income. This will be secondary. And I'll still be doing everything that I'm doing. It's just now I'm only working with people who understand kingdom principles or who want to understand kingdom principles. Remember, whatever you put in is what you get out. It's not what I give you. Right now I'm talking and I'm giving you valuable information, but you cannot receive it if you have not gave, if you haven't primed the pump. If you didn't do anything to get to this show, but you did because you had to dial the number, you had to tune in, so you've already given something. Remember, usually you don't have to give money. It's not about money. It's about intensity. It's about your intention. It's about your attention. So if you're coming here looking for error, listening to what I'm saying so you can debate, then you gave the wrong thing. You're going to get that back. So if you come looking for confusion, you're going to get confusion. But if you come looking for answers, you're going to get answers. Whatever you're looking for is what you're going to get. You bring about what you think about. See, I'm looking for the highest possible good. So everywhere I go, I get the highest possible good. So good things happen to me all day, every day. Why? Because that's my intention. When I woke up this morning, and the first thing out of my brain was, regardless of how I was feeling, is that I choose to be wealthy today. I choose to be healthy. I choose to have a productive day. I choose to do the things that's going to create an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? Because I understand the law of circulation. Now, again, the law of circulation is the law of giving and receiving. But it's kind of a misnomer, if you will, because it's just the law of giving. There is no such thing as receiving, because what you give is what you receive, and what you give is what you have already received. So receiving doesn't exist in the kingdom. In the kingdom, everybody gives. Now, that's tough to wrap the brain around. It took me a long time to understand that. It took me a long time. Because I didn't understand that you can't give what you don't have. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand that you can't give what you don't. So I said I didn't have money. So because I said I didn't have money, the Father said, it's done unto you as you believe. I didn't know that I had money, even though I didn't have it physically, because I was on the wrong plane. So in the kingdom, there is a principle in the kingdom that says, in the kingdom, the wealth is common. See, I didn't get that part. In the kingdom, it says, why worry about what you shall eat? See, if you're worrying, you're violating a kingdom principle. That's the kingdom principle of opulence. So if you don't believe that you're opulent, then it is done unto you as you believe. So it's a mind game. The kingdom is a mind trick. The secret of the knowledge of the universe, the secret of the knowledge of the matrix is understanding kingdom principles. So all I'm teaching now is kingdom principles, because I've been doing this for a long time. And there's people in the life management system, you know, that's been in the system for a while. There's some people coming to the life management system in 3 months, they out there, they doing great. I got this one client, very, you know, one is, you know, age thing, but then it's really not the age thing. Because I got a young client that's been in the system for 5 years and still struggling. Then I got another client, same age, really young, early 20s, joined the system for a month and said, okay, I got what I need. And she's out there blowing up. What was the difference between those two clients? Mindset. The law of circulation states that all things in the universe are always flowing in circulation, and they are always circulating at an expanding rate. That's the law of circulation. Now, I don't know if you understand what that means. That's the flow. See, according to this law, this is what some people call the law of cause and effect. Because the universe always mirrors back to you whatever you do. The universe is a mirror. The universe mirrors back. The universe gives back to you what you give. You don't give nothing, you don't get nothing. If you give fear, you get fear. The universe is based upon these kingdom principles that I've been sharing for the first 30 minutes of this show. Now, there's a lot more kingdom principles than that. I can prove it based upon the numbers 666, which is the number of carbon, 777, which is the number of nitrogen, 888, which is the number of oxygen, and the number of hydrogen, one proton. But hydrogen has seven isotopes, which I break down in the Kingdom EMS Training Center. Now, these isotopes are different variations of how hydrogen expresses itself in the kingdom. That's what I'm going to be teaching. Now, for everybody that's currently a part of the life management system, everything that you've paid into the life management system is going to be applied to the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center if you choose to continue into the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. If not, you just complete your life management system, and the date that you joined is the date that we conclude our one-on-ones. We conclude all of our business in the life management system, and you just going on out to Never Never Land, and you just do you. But you do have the option of taking that investment that you've made in the life management system and parlay that into what I'm doing now, which is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And on top of that, there's going to be a discount for everybody who joins this month. Then there's a discount decreases next month. The discount decreases, you know, all the way until we get to January. So I will be breaking down the math. I was going to do it yesterday, but we kind of finished how much time I got. Yeah, we can break down the math today. I was going to do the math tomorrow, but we can squeeze it all in today's show. Now, for everybody that's currently a part of the life management system, regardless of if you came in on a discount or not, the cost of the program was $5,000. So I am going to give you a credit of $5,000, whether you paid $5,000 or not to join the life management system. There are some people that's in the current life management system that got in for $1,000 because of the discounts. Now, that's good and kind of bad. It's good because when you get a discount, you kind of discount what you receive. Now, if you don't understand the law of cause and effect, if you understand the law of cause and effect, then you use the discount to your benefit by replacing the monetary investment with an energy investment, meaning you give more intention. So the investment doesn't have to be monetary. The investment could be in energy. The investment could be in focus. The investment could be in discipline. The investment could be in order. The investment could be being firm. The investment could be being fair. The investment could be being consistent. The investment could be just being, you know, on time. One of the greatest investments you could do is keep your word. I was talking with one of my clients, and I remember this client was because – This client had money to pay me or money to fix the AC in his automobile. And the automobile wasn't no regular automobile. One of these days, I'll be interviewing this client on here, and I'll let him tell the story. This automobile was the way he made it. It was a big 18-wheeler, the way, you know, this was his living. This client chose in the August, when it's 100-plus degrees in Texas. Now, he sleeps in this vehicle because he drives it 24-7. But instead of taking that money and putting it into his vehicle and his way of living, I don't even know if I would have done that. This client chose to keep his word. That's an investment. People don't do that. People take care of themselves. I would have, if you'd asked me, I would have told him, yo, man, go, yeah, put that money because that's how you make a living. But this client said, "No, bro, I want to honor my word." See, that investment right there, God honors that. See, God loves a cheerful giver. The kingdom, man, these principles are not taught. In 2019, I've been doing Dear Kinnear reports. I've been telling people purpose. We've been talking about your negative habit pattern. But what I missed and what we failed to focus on is kingdom principles. Second Corinthians, man, is the most. These principles, you can debate and you can argue over which principle is the most important, because it's give and it shall be given. So you mean to tell me what you give me doesn't matter? Absolutely. If I give you $1 million right now, and if you have not earned the right to receive $1 million by law, you're going to lose that $1 million. How are you going to lose it? You're going to squander it. You're going to sabotage yourself. That's why if you get a job, if you get a woman, if you get a man, if you get a car that is above your pay grade, quote unquote, out your league, what happens? You sabotage it because you're going to try to control it. Remember the two things of this world, power and control, two things of the kingdom, purpose and peace. You see, in the kingdom, you come to the table with your purpose. That gives you peace of mind. Why? You're not competing with nobody. In the kingdom, you don't got no competition. Nobody makes you feel inferior. See, I used to go around people and I used to feel like, oh, man, that guy's taller than me. Oh, man, he's bigger than me. Oh, he got more muscles than me. He got more. Nah, I don't care. Why? Ain't nobody got me. Nobody can be me but me. I ain't got no competition. The only competition I got is my own freaking head. All my demons are imaginary. So are yours. Your wealth problem is imaginary, dog. It ain't real. I hate to be the bearer of good news. Your health problem is not real. It's imaginary. That's the kingdom. That's kingdom talk. Your knowledge problem is not real. You're all knowing. But since you think you don't know, you don't know. It is done unto you as you believe. Now, what if you could change your beliefs? That's what I did. All I did was I just woke up one day and I just said, you know what? I'm not going to work hard. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to love my wife. I'm going to enjoy my children. I'm not going to have bad days. I refuse to have them. Jay Money, I just made a decision, bro. That's all I did. That's why now I don't have to work. From the perspective of the way I've been defining my work. Why? I chose to define the definition of work differently. Who did I consult? Did I consult a Cunandero? No. Did I consult a reverend, a doctor, a bishop? No. Did I consult a shaman? No. Did I consult a tarot card reader? No. Who did I consult? Me, myself, and I, we all got together, and we decided that, you know, we wanted to create a stable stream of income so that way we don't have to bring in new clients. That's what we decided. We decided that we was going to be an in-house therapist, counselor, if you will, for a major company that could afford me, myself, and I, all three of us. Then me, myself, and I, we created a title for ourselves. Me, myself, and I, all three of us got together. And me, myself, and I, all three of us decided, it was a unanimous decision, that we're going to call ourselves the chief peak performance officer. That's what we decided. Then me, myself, and I, all three of us, we decided that, you know what, we want to make real money. That's what we decided. And then we just decided that. And then the universe brought that to us. Next thing you know, I meet a client. This client did this. This client has this, some certain thing. Next thing you know, I get offered everything that I decided. That was offered to me. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, prior to that, me, myself, and I, we decided that, you know what, my environment right here, you know what, my wife wasn't she wasn't treating me like the way my clients. My wife didn't worship me. My wife didn't listen to me, read all of my stuff. In my own head, now she did, but in my imagination, I thought I wanted more because I was comparing myself to something that doesn't exist. And so I said, you know what? I'm better than this. I need this, that, and the other. And then guess what happened? I created that. What am I saying? The same way the pendulum swings to the left, the same way it swings to the right. Before I created my adverse or my affluent environment, I created my desert and my own hell. I created it. Okay, who led me away? What demon showed up and attacked me? Who told me to put my shizness in my car and leave my wife? What Kudandero, what shaman, what, they don't, nobody. That was in my head. The same problems, if you want to use that word, that existed when I left, they exist today. What's the difference? My perspective, because those wasn't problems. You can make a heaven out of hell or a hell out of heaven. It's all in your head. It's all in your perspective. You ain't got no money problem, boo-boo. I hate to be the bearer of good news. Your money problems is a head problem. You are violating universal spiritual law. I ain't talking about some shizness I read out of a book. I packed up my crap and left 4 times in this marriage. I did it 25 times in the one before this. Now, I could keep doing it. I just got tired. And I just say, okay, Father, I'm doing something wrong, obviously, because it's surely not the people I'm dating or the women or the woman I'm married. I said it was my children in my first marriage, and it surely wasn't my children. My children, they doing great. They making more money than me. Surely it wasn't the white man. I blamed the white man for a long time, too. The white man doing his thing. The white man ain't worried about me. So I had to find all the excuses I had left. The last time when I moved out, I was sitting over in an apartment by myself. That's when I knew the problem was myself. Now, this wasn't new. I had already did it before. But where did I make the mistake? Because in 2009, I was the same place that I was at in 2016. Groundhog's Day, over and over again. And if you listen to the sound of my voice, if you don't join this Kingdom Millionaire system or somebody else's system, guess where you're going to be at? It's 2018. Guess where you're going to be at in 2020, 2021, 22? You're going to be in the same place you are right now. Why? You're violating universal spiritual law. You don't know. If you hang out with me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to pacify you. That's why I'm only going to take about 20 people in the new Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. I prefer to continue to work with the people that have already made the investment in my life management system. However, many people are programmed to exist. They are not programmed to thrive or strive or live. Many people are programmed to exist. How are you programmed to exist? When you say, I want to. When you say, I would like to. When you say, well, yeah, Brother Will, you know, I would like. No. In the kingdom, it's based upon I will to. In the kingdom, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. When you say, I choose blank, then the kingdom brings you the how-to. See, that's what I did. I just said, you know what? This is what I want. Nothing happens. I said, well, you know what? This is what I want. Nothing happened. I kept saying, this is what I want. And nothing happened. Because when you say, I want something, you are implying that you don't have it. That's violating spiritual law. Because the Bible says God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So if God already gave it to you, why you keep asking? Now let me make sure you understand. If I give you an ink pen and I put it there and I say, here you go. You need a pen? There's your pen. And then you look at me and say, hey, can I get an ink pen? I'm like, I already gave you an ink pen. Your response should be, where is it at? But that's not what we do. We just keep asking God. People go to church all the time and they ask God, oh, Father, you know, help me with this. So if you've asked God once, he already heard you. But the Bible says you have not because you ask amiss. You ask so that way you can reap it upon yourself. In the book of James, it talks about that. That's a kingdom principle. So that means that you have not because you ask not. That's a kingdom principle too. So that means I'm asking wrong. Because the Bible says submit your supplication or submit your prayer unto God with peace and understanding. And God will give you peace and understanding. Now, let me make sure you understand that principle before we break down the numbers really, really quickly of the new system. Especially for my current members, because that's what today's message is really for. Now, one of the kingdom principles that everybody, most people violate is when we pray. So most of us pray to God. We don't pray as God. Big mistake. Huge. Can't come back from that. When you pray to God, you're praying from a place. Now, remember, the universe respects purpose, and the universe respects peace. That's the awakened state. On earth, earthlings respect power and control. So if you go to somewhere and you got power, that's called money, capitalism, they're going to give you control. Go to any organization, and the person that has the most money, they buy that organization, and they control it. They are what we call the CEO, chief executive officer. So if you buy more than 50% ownership in a company, guess what? You control that company. So on this earth, everything is based upon control that comes from power. But the Bible says that we are supposed to submit all our supplications unto God. That just simply means, that's just another word for prayer. Now, when we do that, something happens. When we give our prayer of supplication, something happens. What happens? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. This is a principle that you must have. You can't wait until 2019. You can't wait to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You need this kingdom. You need this principle yesterday. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 is where we find the principle of answered prayers. It says, let your gentleness be apparent to all, because that is the indication that the Lord is near. So Ephesians 4, 5, most people violate that. So you're angry, you're upset, you got all these issues, you don't have what is called gentleness. So that's absence of peace of mind, and it's not apparent to all. Number one, that's the first thing we're doing wrong. We're not coming to him with a confident, peaceful mental disposition. That's the indication that God is near, according to Philippians 4, 5. Then Philippians 4, 6 says, be anxious for nothing. Okay, that's the next problem we got. So you riled up. You anxious. Bills due on Friday. Today's Tuesday. What we going to do, God? You anxious. But the Bible says that we're not supposed to. It says be anxious for nothing. But so why are we anxious? Because it says, Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition. Petition, another word for repetition. Prayer is another word for imagination. It's another word for using your mind. You put a vision, a goal in your mind. Now, that's another word for grail. Now, we just talked about this yesterday, the kingdom telepathic holy grail. The word grail means ideal or goal, purpose. So that means you're supposed to put your purpose, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So first of all, we don't have gentleness. Second of all, we probably are anxious. Third of all, now we can do the prayer and the petition, right? We can put something in our brain and we can say it unto God. But are we thankful? Do you do that with from a place of thanksgiving? So don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him as if it's already done. How many people do that? How many people act as if? Now, I started doing that. My life changed. I just started acting as if, and I started treating my wife as if we had a good marriage, and guess what happened? We have a good marriage. I started treating myself as if I was healthy. Guess what happened? I just started doing healthy things. I started treating and thinking as if I was wealthy. Guess what happened? I started treating and acting as if I was wise. Guess what happened? I started being wise. It's the ability to be or have your desire fulfilled now. It's the mental disposition. The Bible talk, they call this faith, by the way. This is all I'm talking about. Philippians 4, 6 is faith. So that means when you pray, when you petition, when you think, when you use your soul, when you use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, when you use them in a place of immersion therapy, not exposure therapy. You immerse yourself in the solution. You don't expose yourself to the problem. Right now, you're exposing yourself to the problem. You're not immersing yourself in the solution. Well, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, but the solution is not real. That's my point. Because what you call reality is not real according to God's mentality. So you're choosing your reality over God's mentality. I used to do that too. Big mistake. Big. You can't come back from it. You cannot come back from choosing the world's reality, Lucifer's reality, over God's mentality. You have a choice today. See, that's the kingdom. The kingdom, you choose God's mentality over the world's reality. That's kingdom. That's what I'm teaching in 2019. That's what I want people. I want people who are interested in, okay, but Will, that sounds great. Okay, but how do I maintain God's mentality when my reality is whooping my earth? Okay, we can talk now. That's real, brother. Because I've been where you at. I've been where my reality was making so much noise, it was very difficult to maintain God's mentality because of my reality. So what I had to do, I had to unplug from the world. I had to remove this biological sludge, and I had to give more lubrication. See, the law of circulation is magnetic. I had to produce more spin. This is called spintronics. I had to put more in. Look at the word spin, S-P-I-N. S-P means spirit. I-N means you. That means you got to put more spirit in. You see, in anytime something that spins, it creates magnetism or gravity. That's how the earth rotates, and then that's how we stuck on this planet. So if you spin, you draw to you, this stuff gets stuck on you. So when you spin, you have your mind focused on something that increases your magnetism. Then you can change your words and you can increase your magnetism, because when you change your words, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you increase your altitude. When you increase your altitude, you increase your magnetism. This increases your energy. This increases your vibratory rate. This increases the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the meekness, the self-control. No, so no matter what goes on outside of you, the rate, the vibratory rate inside of you, and so you know if you lose one car, it doesn't matter, because God's going to bless you with another one. Why? You're putting the work in. What work are you putting in? Now, remember, the universe is a mirror. It just mirrors back to you what you send out to it. So if you send out doubt, the mirror going to bring back doubt. So, but you should be saying, well, Brother Will, doubt's out there. Okay. But what's in here? The universe sends out what's in. So you got to give whatever's inside of you. Give, and it shall be given. That's the universal spiritual law. Now, brothers and sisters, this goes a whole lot deeper, as you know. We're just doing an intro today because I'm talking about the benefits of joining the Kingdom Millionaires. The word millionaire is tough for a lot of people, so it's the Kingdom Mindset Training Center. Everybody's cool with the word mindset. Okay, I'm with you. If you're working at McDonald's, it's tough to think about seeing yourself as a millionaire. You can't see it. If you're flipping the fries at McDonald's and I'm coming up here and I'm going to tell you, yeah, you're going to be a millionaire, that's tough. Okay, what about mindset? Can you change from being pissed off every day while you're flipping them fries? Can you put on some jazz or put on some, you know, some music that's going to elevate your thinking a little bit? Can we start there? Can we start with changing the mindset? If we can start with changing the mindset, then we can work with that. So everybody that's listening, it's very simple. The cost of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Again, this is my $20,000 system. This is the advanced system that I sold for, I think I did for like $2,000 way back in the middle of the year. And I actually had some people who actually took advantage of that sale. So it's pretty much the same system, except instead of $20,000, it's only $10,000. Everybody that's already paid the life management system, regardless of how much you paid to get into the life management system, if you're a current life management system, you automatically get a 5K discount. So that puts you at $5,000 to join the Life Management System. For every month, Life Management System, the Kingdom Millionaires Training System, for every month that you join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, which starts officially, I'm already started, but it starts officially for everybody else. I mean, you can start when I start, as soon as you join. So if you join, this is September. We have October, we have November, and we have December. Whatever month you join, you knock off another $1,000 off the cost to join my $20,000 system, which has been reduced to $10,000 for everybody in 2019. But for the members of the Life Management System, you get $5,000 off because you already paid $5,000 to join the Life Management System. Now, if you don't do nothing, you just keep doing your Life Management System. At the end, when we get to your anniversary date, then the 101 stop and, you know, and the benefits stop. But, hey, you already part of the Life Management System. However, if you want to continue in the 2019, if you join now, you save $3,000. That means the cost is only $2,000. If anybody joins between now and the end of October, you can take off $3,000. Anybody joins during the month of November, you take off $2,000. Anytime anybody who joins during the month of December, you take off an additional $1,000. Totally up to you. Not doing any payment plans, we can do maybe two. We can divide up into two payments. We can divide up into three payments. Again, where I'm going in 2019, totally different business model. I won't have a lot of time. I'm still going to be doing this, but I won't be working with the current members of the Life Management System. Still be doing my Dear Kinnear report, still doing everything, but I'm adding in a new stream of income that is, totally different than what I've done because I'm doing in-house. I'm the in-house chief performance officer for a major corporation, and so I'll be taking on that workload as well. But business still goes on. Remember, the cost is $10,000 for everybody who wants to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You take $5,000 off the cup right off the bat just for being a member of the Life Management System. That leaves $5,000. So in January 2019, the cost to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, $5,000 for Life Management members. If you're a smart cookie, like I know that you are, you can join early. So anybody who joins during the month of October, again, take $3,000 off. You don't have to pay two. Anybody who joins during the month of November, you take two, you don't have to pay three. Anybody join during the month of December, you take off one, you don't have to pay four. After that, it's regular price. For the members of the Life Management System, for everybody else that's not a current member of the Life Management System, the current price is $10,000 to join the new system. However, if you are not a member of the Life Management System and you still wish to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you can join and you get the same discount. The only difference is if you take $3,000 off of 10, obviously you're left with 7. If you take $2,000 off of 10, you're left with 8. And if you take $1,000 off of 10, you're left with 9. If you join during the month of December, it's $9,000. If you join during the month of November, it's 8. If you join during the month of October, September or October, it's 7. We can break that up into 2 or 3 monthly payments at most. We'll go with 3 at the most. For the new system, which is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, again, the focus is going to be on the 101s. There's going to be less material because you already have all the material. Also, for the members of the Life Management System who rolls over, you will be receiving physical copies of all of the books. That's one of the things that is a benefit for this system. That's not in the old system is having a physical copy. Everything else right now is done PDF and done audio. But you will be receiving for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center the Kingdom Principles, but they'll be in physical copies. Most of them are already in print already. We're just going to be going through those. There's a couple of new books that I'm going to be rolling out that deal with the metaphysics of certain things like the law of giving and receiving. The metaphysics of opulence, the metaphysics of appreciation and recognition, and then the metaphysics of the law of circulation. So those are four new books that I'm coming out with in 2019 that will be a part of, that's a part of this system. So this is an upgrade from the, again, the Eagles Club to the Life Management System. Now we're dealing with the Kingdom Mindset, because we need to establish the Kingdom Mindset, because that's, again, I changed the system after evaluating what is the issue that's going on with the current group. So right now, people that's in the Life Management System, they are able to move forward, but their mindset doesn't allow them to implement what they're learning. So something preventing you from implementing. Everybody knows what to do, so why come you're not doing it? What is preventing you from implementing what you know? It's like everybody knows that we should eat healthy. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that animal, you know, I mean, even myself included. I do the rotation diet, but I still eat. But I know. So what? Why is it that I still eat meat products if I know that meat is not good for me? Now, I know the addiction, taste buds, and all that stuff, but why? What is it? What is it that I don't know? I don't know. Because I know it's bad, I just don't know how bad. That's the only way that's the only way you continue going left. For example, you still use fluoride. The reason that you still use fluoride in your toothpaste is because you don't really know. You know it's bad, you just don't know that it's that bad. Because if you knew that it was that bad, you wouldn't do it, and you surely wouldn't give it to your children. You should see, we eat fast food because we know it's bad, but you know, we don't know it's that. We don't know, as Dr. Gershom said, if something is on a box and you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't eat it. If it got 15 syllables and you can't pronounce it and you put it in your mouth, you probably shouldn't. You don't even know what it is. If you got to put a label, like when you go to take an orange off of the tree, it doesn't have a label on it. It don't need one. That's their sun that has been transformed into what we call an orange or an apple, or, you know, if you're eating, you know, green leafy vegetables, because all of those are in the sun. They take the sun, they transmute the sun along with minerals and enzymes and stuff from the soil, and then we put it in our mouth and we eat it. Don't really need a label. But when we get into processed foods, we need a label because it's processed. And it has very little nutritional value, most of it. So we know that, but do we really know that? No, we don't. Because if we did, we wouldn't eat it. So we do things that we, like the Bible says, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So there is no wealth problem. There is no health problem. There is no wisdom problem. There's no relationship problem. There's just a knowledge problem. So in 2019, we're going to get rid of that last problem. We're going to focus on going deeper. Okay, fluoride is bad. Okay, how bad? Okay, let's find out. Processed food is bad. Okay, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm going to eat it anyway. Okay, not after we show you this, but not after we delve into it, because we just don't know. Because if we really, really, really knew, we wouldn't do it, and we surely wouldn't give it to our children. So, brothers and sisters, the new system is just a deeper, going deeper into the current system, or the Life Management System. It's just going deeper down the rabbit trail, if you will, so that way we can get closer to returning back. See, we're 666 beings. We're carbon. The Father says, yeah, know the wisdom of that number. Because if you know the wisdom of the number 666, you're going to leave from 666. You're going to go to 777. Then when you get to 777, you become a nitrogen being. Then you're going to understand what nightshade. You can understand that. Then you can vibrate there. You can be like, hey, that's good, but that's a higher level. You're going to go to oxy, O-X-Y. You're going to understand that. You're going to vibrate there. You're going to understand that. But then you're going to understand that's another level. Then you're going to go back to source, hydro. And when you get to that level, you home. Hydrogen. Because you, that's home. That's the big G. That's the purpose of the Kingdom Mindset Training Center. So, brothers and sisters, any questions, though? Email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to type all this up, put it on the website. I'll also be sending out a email to the current members and anybody else that's interested in more information on the Kingdom Mindset, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Just send me an email at masterteacher33@gmail.com. I can answer all your questions. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. Don't forget, this Saturday I will be in Dallas, Texas, doing a seminar in Dallas, Texas. I'm going to broadcast it live. I was going to do a live stream pay-per-view event, but I'm just going to go ahead and broadcast it live so that way people can see it without having to pay for it. And then for the people who are actually there and the people who do pay, you guys get the actual life optimization chart, that 20-page document that I'm going to do live for everybody, based upon your own numbers, date of birth, and all that good stuff. It's just a mini version of a 700-page DFKN report, but I'll be doing that live there in Dallas. So join me in Dallas live so I can do your report for you, or just watch me on Facebook Live. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.